And now let's go to Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hey, Michelle. Well, two words are driving the bulk of comments our listeners made to us this week. Tiger Woods. Now, Michelle, you weighed in on the golfer's woes, which center on allegations that he cheated on his wife with more than a dozen women. Lots of reaction to that piece. But separately, Tell Me More producer Alicia Montgomery posted to our blog about why, as a black woman, she is thrilled that all of Tiger's alleged mistresses are white. Now, that post drew strong objections and strong support. Blogger Jill writes, Tiger probably would have seen you as a loudmouth whiner. I'm sure that he also cheated with ethnic women as well. They just haven't come out of the woodwork yet. And blogger Mim said, Tiger is married and should not be seeing any other women, black, white, brown, or whatever. Maybe if he was a closet Barbie doll collector, he could have saved himself this horrid mess.
Thank you, Mim and Jill. But for the record, Alicia is not a loudmouth or a whiner. But and Alicia, thank you for putting yourself out there. Lee, have you been to see The Princess and the Frog?
I can't say that I have.
I didn't think so. Well, just to let you know, the new animated Disney movie is the first Disney film to feature a black princess. We talked about the historic nature of that in Tuesday's Mom's Conversation. Natalie, there were some people who thought we made too big of a deal about the whole black princess thing, but listener Kasten sees generational differences in how the film is being talked about.
It was wonderful that the younger children of the moms who saw the movie did not see the big deal about it. That shows me that the generation to finally put an end to racial stereotypes has been born. When I was a young, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white girl, I would always feel so angry that I could have a Barbie that looked like me, but my non-white friends could not. I was lucky to grow up in a town where whites were the minority. It made me colorblind.
Thanks, Kasten. And Michelle, now to a quick update. On Tuesday, the District of Columbia became the latest U.S. jurisdiction to approve same-sex marriage. The bill is expected to be signed today. We talked to Michael Crawford, whose group DC for Marriage was among those advocating for same-sex marriage. In the course of that conversation, Crawford had this to say about one of the leading opponents of gay marriage in this area, Bishop Harry Jackson Jr.
Harry Jackson is not just opposed to marriage between same-sex couples. He's also opposed to health care reform, to immigration reform, because it's an opportunity to increase his national notoriety. I think it's really difficult for Harry Jackson, who campaigned against Barack Obama in 2008, to come into the district where Barack Obama won by over 90% of the vote and then claim to represent African Americans who live in the district.
Michelle, we thought it only fair to give Bishop Jackson, also a frequent guest on this program, a chance to respond, and here's what he had to say.
I was disappointed to hear Michael Crawford's characterization of me and my personal record. I did not campaign against Barack Obama. I am not anti-immigration. I'm actually pro-immigration reform. The local church I serve has 22 different nationalities. Concerning health care, I'm very concerned about the poor and access to health care. I have, however, voiced my concerns very openly about paid abortion.
As we said, we thought it only fair to give Bishop Jackson a chance to respond since Mr. Crawford's remarks were directed at him personally, and he was not present for that conversation. And, of course, the debate over the issue will likely continue, even as the district has made its own decision on this matter. But we'll leave it there for now. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, Michelle.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name. You can also log on to our website. Just go to npr.org, click on Programs, then on Tell Me More, and blog it out.